Welcome back to today's Lately Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS, talking with Simpson College track and field legend Kip Janvrin. And Coach, we'll just start with a little bit. You got a chance to visit Simpson recently, got a chance to go visit and participate in the golf outing. What's it like returning to the Simpson campus and kind of seeing where you got a chance to experience all those college athletics?
It was a great time. I actually came up a day early, walked the campus Monday morning, and saw a lot of things I hadn't been into in quite a while. I went in my old dorm room in Buxton, couldn't get into Barker, but that was cool as well. And the upgrades in the library and all the other buildings was really cool. And obviously, people were friendly, like always. And so I enjoyed that as well. And then obviously playing in the golf tournament, getting to see people. I was super excited to see Bruce Wilson, the old basketball coach from my time there. And I took some time to have dinner with the track and field staff. And so just reconnecting with a lot of special people during my era was a lot of fun.
What are some of the memories that incurs? I know, you know, I've gone back and visited and I don't have quite as much time, but gone back and visited where I went to college. What emotions or thoughts does that bring up for you when you get a chance to return?
Well, and I walked the campus with my wife, and I said, you see that field over there? That's where I threw the javelin. And then that elementary school, I threw the discus out behind out there. And just how things have changed, but the history of my time there. And, you know, I think we went in one of the classrooms. I said, yeah, this professor here, he was great. He taught me all the education things that I needed. Obviously got into the what we called the Hopper Dome, the track upstairs at Hopper, and the workouts that we did in there. And just really brought back a lot of memories of where I really found myself and became the athlete that I did and kind of grinded it out and developed and became somebody.
Well, I'll just change gears just a little bit, but Simpson recently got the national champion Spencer Moon at track. And, you know, going back to your time, it was the first in a long time for Spencer. What do you think that means for Simpson to have another name up there for a national champion really since the 80s and just, you know, getting that name back up on the national stage?
Well, and I text Heath right after he had won because I was following the D3 results and knew he had a chance. And I'd met Spencer at the Drake Relays briefly and said hi to him right after we ran the 1500. And so I watched, and this was a couple weeks after the fact, I watched the entire 10K race online, and it gave me goosebumps. It was exciting and the drama of that race. And you know, not that I know Spencer very well, but I followed his career and know how hard he has worked and the time and effort he's put in and the goal of being a national champion. And now for Simpson College to finally have another one, I think it's phenomenal. I think it's great, and I hope it helps recruiting and it raises the prestige of what Simpson College is. And, you know, I do know that that conference has become so much better than my time there, and athletics has just continued to grow. And hopefully this is a stepping stone for Simpson College to continue to grow.
What does it mean to you to have the home Simpson meet, the Kip Janvrin Open? I know that was an honor bestowed. It's been that way for a while, but what does that mean to you to be able to have that, your name up there for the track and field meet?
It's so cool. And, you know, and that's why I try to support it as much as I can. But it was funny because as I'm working here at my new job a little bit, we start working on our schedule and, you know, hey, we got to go back to Drake Relays and make a presence. And everybody else said, hey, no, we got to go to that other meet just down the road. That was much bigger. And but for me, you know, every now and then I will Google something and then my name pops up and then the meet pops up. And these major D1 universities are sending kids to a meet named after me. And, you know, most of them don't have a clue who I am, which is fine. But I guess it still keeps me in the limelight, but it brings, you know, major D1 athletes to Simpson College, and they get to see the remarkable facilities and realize that, you know, Division III has some really cool things going on. And if any of those people happen to walk into the indoor area and Kip Janvrin, that's who he was, and get a little read a little bit about me. I just think that's neat. I'm glad that I still have a presence. I still exist. I'm glad people still care about me. And it just makes me happy.
Well, moving on to just kind of where you're at right now, you recently retired, putting that in some quotes, but making a coaching change. Talk about where you're at now and, of course, the decision that you made earlier this year.
Yeah, so I technically started vacation today with my last 2 weeks going into retirement at Central Missouri. And to be honest, you know, when I ended up at Central Missouri, and it was all because of Kirk Peterson, who was a national champ at Simpson as well in the 800, he was basically a year ahead of me at Central Missouri and invited me down as a potential grad assistant. And I fell in love with everything that Central Missouri had literally right away, and went there and was a grad assistant, and then kind of was a peon assistant. Now, peon's probably a bad word, but I was making very little money, but it was a great place for me to train and do the things that I wanted to do. And then I got the head coaching job, and Kirk and I coached together there for 30, 35, 36 years. And, but as I neared retirement, which is official on September 1 at Central Missouri, another thing popped up with a good friend of mine, Travis Geffert, who is from my hometown, was the coach at Northern Iowa, was a grad assistant for me at Central Missouri, and has been at Arkansas. He was offered the head coaching job at Kansas State University, and he reached out to me and said, hey, this is a unique opportunity. This is really cool. We've talked about coaching together before. What do you think? Can we make this happen? And it was, the timing was just finally right, and I jumped at it. And, you know, I'm actually there now. I'm sitting on campus and still making the transition, moving things back and forth. But I'm excited. I'm energized. I now can kind of recruit anybody in the nation. They'll actually listen to me because I am at a major Division I school. And I'm excited for this next chapter, and hopefully I can continue to be successful.
That was Simpson great Kip Janvrin. We'll have more after this on today's Lately Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.